कृष्णा,
बिल्कुल
इन द लास्ट फ्यू डेज आई हैव बीन स्पीकिंग ऑन द मेन थीम ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑफेंस अगेंस्ट द होली नेम फॉर मोर देन 10 डेज प्रॉब्ली आई थिंक, बिकॉज दिस इज वन ऑफ द वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट ऑफेंसेस टू बी अवॉइडेड, विच मीन्स वन शुड अप्रोच द स्क्रिप्चर्स विद ग्रेट ट्रांसेंडेंटल फेथ. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has summarized the essence of all the Vedic literature in 10 statements only, called Dashamula Siksha. Amnaya Praha Tatpam Hariniha Paramam and Sarva Shaktim Prasabdim. So first he says Amnaya Praha Tatpam. Whatever I speak here is all based on the Vedic literature. So the Vedas are spotless, like a sun shining in the sky, and they cannot be flawed in any way. If we observe some flaw, that is due to our defective vision. And after confirming the authenticity of the Vedas, then he talks about the three things about Krishna. He says, Harimiha Paramam, Sarva Shaktim, Prasabdhyam. Lord Hari is the Parama, Paramatattva, he is Sarva Shaktiman, and Nakilar Samrata Murti. Three things about Krishna. Then it says three things about the Jiva. It is Tad Binnamscha Jivan. That means the Jivatma is Vibinnamsha, separated part and parcel of Krishna. Prakriti Kavalitan. He is covered by material nature. Tad Vimuktamscha Bhavat. By awakening love for Krishna, the Jiva can become liberated from the material clutches. These three things, that means there are jivas in this world who are part and parcel of Krishna. Some are conditioned, some are liberated. So these three statements about the jivas, he says. So, and then next three statements, he talks about the process by which one can attain Krishna. That is, Bheda Abheda Prakasham Sakalamapi, he says. Which means Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva is seen in all the facts of life. And then he also says Sadhanam Shuddha Bhakti. Bheda Abheda Sakalam, Bheda Abheda Prakasham Sakalamapi Harehe. So everything in relation is relation to Lord Hari and one and different. That is Achintya Bheda Abheda. And then he says Sadhanam Shuddha Bhakti. The Sadhana Marga, Sadhana is Shuddha Bhakti. And what is to be attained? Sadhyam yat pritim. The love for Krishna is the sadhya. One should aspire for. So totally how many? 1 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3. Totally 9 plus 1, 10. So he says, these are the instructions of Lord Gaura. Evi tupadishati harav Gaura chandram bhajetam, he says. So now these 10 statements put together are called Amnaya Sutra. And he emphasizes the importance of firm faith in the Vedic literature. Now, certain people may have some faith, preliminary rudimentary faith in the Vedic literature, but they have certain doubts. Whenever they get some doubts, then they may not be able to repose full faith. For example, there are many demons in Vrindavan Leela. We have been hearing last so many days. So many of the scholars who read the Puranas, they take it as stories, like children's bedtime stories. Because of that, they don't have genuine and sincere and honest faith in Krishna. So that so-called study of the scriptures is simply a scholastic attempt. Now, those who are bhaktas, they may have faith, but they may have partial faith. They may have faith in some other pastimes. Like some people may have faith in the sweet pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan, but they may not like to hear the demon killing pastimes or Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Or they may be uncomfortable with Krishna dancing with gopis and Krishna's pastimes of marrying 16,000 queens. They may be a little uneasy to confidently speak about it. So this goes to show that the faith is, several categories of faith can be there. Therefore, the scriptural authority, those who can accept it with innocent faith, like a child accepting mother and father, their authority, they have a better edge in advancing in spiritual life, because the faith and conviction, the mood and mission of the acharya, responsibility for learning, shastra chakshus, so these are all the finer things which, if one takes very seriously in one's life, one will make a swift progress. So the chanting of the holy name, my innate faith in the scriptures will come into play at that time. Faith in scripture and faith in Krishna very naturally, because scriptures gift us Krishna. If you accept the scriptures very faithfully, with sincerity, we accept Krishna also. And if we waffle means we dilute the scriptures and speak, then we can't get Krishna or gift Krishna to others. So the chanting of the holy name becomes substantial for us to the degree we chant the holy name with faith in scriptures and faith in Krishna, and that too with a deep-rooted faith. Harinam Prabhu Ki.
Let us offer humble obeisance unto all Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire-fulfilling trees, ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpa tarvishya kripa sindhu bevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavabhyo namo namaha. Ananda koti vaishnavrinda ki, Vaishnava Thakur Srila Prabhupada ki.